The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Vox Markets. I am John Hume, and I'm delighted to welcome back Mo Khan, Chief Exec of HVivo. How are you doing, Mo?
I'm wonderful. Thank you very much. Hope you're doing well.
I'm doing very well indeed, thanks. And all the better for seeing this trading update, which is, as we kind of suspected, it would be a very strong one. Perhaps, Mo, you can start by talking us through some of the highlights.
Yeah, thank you for that. Absolutely. So another wonderful set of numbers from HVivo in 2023. We've seen record numbers across all the key financial parameters. So we've talked about revenue, you talk about EBITDA, you talk about cash, you talk about order book. I think people will be impressed by the numbers. And, you know, I thank the team for delivering an excellent year. On the revenue side, specifically, we will be hitting £56 million in revenue. That's a 15% year-on-year growth in that. And that doesn't include, by the way, a £2.6 million in other income, which would be on top of that. This has been mainly driven by an increase in the number of human challenge trials we are conducting as well at HVivo Services, as well as an increase in clinical consulting work conducted by our second company, our second subsidiary, Venn Life Sciences. So overall, a great kind of amount of work that has been done. Yeah. On the EBITDA side, again, we are expecting to report circa 22% EBITDA margin on that 56 million. So in absolute numbers, when you look at EBITDA, I mean, that's a 30% year-on-year increase in EBITDA margins. And we always said that we will see this as we continue to increase our revenue. We cover our fixed cost and anything on top of that, of course, we should be delivering higher margins on. And this is evidence of that, so which is great to see. So for me, I think it's been a great year. We've had a great positive impact with regards to the additional funding we've received from our clients on the expansion of the facility. We've also had some hurdles, especially with the MHRA delays that impacted all clinical trial activity over the last 12 months. But now that's all sorted. We are very bullish going into 2024.
Yeah, there's lots of reasons to be bullish here. I guess one of the highlights is the order book, which is continuing to grow, 80 million at the year end. It's an extraordinary figure. Talk us through what's behind that. And, you know, one of the factors of that is growing contract size, I understand.
Absolutely. For me personally, I think when I sit and talk to you at the beginning of the year, this is probably the most important number that really as an indicator for future performance. So 80 million pound in net order book. And remember, we report net. What we do is just maybe give you color on that. We take each new award or new contract that we assign a probability as to how much of that contract would we actually recognize in revenue before the project completes. And that's been really good for us. So it is prudent, it is a little conservative, but you can see from the numbers that we've published in the last 2 years, it's really done us well. So we're keen to continue with that. £80 million is the highest starting order book in the history of the company. It gives us over 90% contracted revenue for 2024. In fact, we now have visibility going into 2025. So, and you also got to remember that, you know, in 2023, we recognized £56 million worth of revenue. So in fact, that's the order we burnt to generate profit. So not only do we recognize record revenue, but we also had huge sales to be able to increase our order book. So this comes from multiple clients, new and old. In fact, around 60% of our client base is repeat clients. But also, as you kind of highlighted, one of the key differences has been that the contract value has significantly increased.
Yeah, absolutely. So basically, a very, very strong outlook for 2024.
Absolutely. So our revenue guidance going forward is £62 million. And as I mentioned, in over 90% of that is already contracted. So we've already have laid the foundation for delivery in 2024. And of course, the team has to work hard to convert the order book into revenue. But, you know, we've done that in 2022, in 2023. So I've got full confidence in the team. And of course, the other key exciting action for us this year, of course, is moving into a new Canary Wharf facility, which will have an increased potential with regards to recognizing revenue as it's a larger facility, gives us more potential for laboratory work and also across multiple pathogens. So for us, I think it's come at the right time. So as we continue to bolster our revenue projections as we move forward, we have the new facility that will be able to accommodate that increase. And by the way, this is just the start. We have the potential to go up to over £90 million in revenue in Canary Wharf. So we're not reaching a cap. So although we are improving our occupancy rates with regards to our inoculations and our bed days for the volunteers, we now have a much bigger facility, which gives us scope to generate even more revenue going forward.
Yeah, and as well as underpinning revenue growth, presumably the efficiencies that you can achieve through this new facility must help that EBITDA margin as well.
100%. I mean, you've really seen what we could do by just increasing the volume of work and increasing the margins. But I think especially when we move into 2025, we have a full year in that one facility, we should be able to see both growth in the revenue, but also in our margin as well. So absolutely. So I'm confident going forward that, you know, we will continue to deliver or beat our numbers.
Yeah. I mean, and obviously, you know, one of your major short-term goals is getting the Canary Wharf facility up and running. What else are you looking to achieve, you know, in terms of sort of product pipeline, et cetera, in the sort of short to medium term?
So we're giving out a guidance this time to hit £100 million in revenue by 2028. Majority of this will be driven by more organic work, so increase in human challenge trials. And this is where Canary Wharf really fits in well, but also increasing the clinical consulting work at One Life Sciences. And we believe that this will be the key drivers for that growth. In addition to that, considering we've got such a huge cash pile, we will be giving out a dividend this year. We will announce our numbers in April, the final report in April, and our dividend policy then. But with regards to the kind of other uses of cash, we will be looking at synergistic M&A targets. We're not in a rush to go out and buy the next companies available. We are looking for key targets that fit well with what we deliver. We don't want to go into a completely new service area. We know what we do and we do well. So, but there are areas that are linked very closely to our business that we can target and acquire small to mid companies and help us maximize and the monetization of those services.
Yeah, absolutely. Just turning back to the dividend very briefly. You know, as you mentioned, you're going to update us on your dividend policy in due course. But really, I think the interesting there is that, you know, that points to the very strong cash generation behind the group. You sort of give us a feel for you know, how cash generative the company is really turning out to be.
Well, I mean, you'll get the full details in April, of course. But of course, we are hugely cash generative. We've considering the losses we have in the past, you know, our tax burden isn't significant at all. So majority of the EBITDA, in fact, falls into cash. And that cash, and remember the cash pile we're announcing, you know, £37 million at the end of 2023. I mean, that includes paying out a £3 million dividend last year. So absolutely, we're very healthy when it comes to cash. And this is why I'm confident that we'll be able to continue paying annual dividends, based on the fact that we do generate huge amounts of cash every year.
Yeah, as well as having plenty left over to invest in the growth of business, as you mentioned.
Absolutely. So I think, yeah, look, overall, I mean, the company sits in a very strong position. And I just want to make sure that we make sure that we have greater visibility as we move forward and make full use of the cash we're generating.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Mark, it's an absolutely tremendous set of numbers in this trading update. Congratulations on what's been a fantastic year.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.